Can you give me a bottle of water? All right. I invite you to turn to Philippians 3. And we will read from verse 1. Philippians 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Okay, well, the big takeaway thus far from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapters 1 and 2, is to rejoice. In the Lord. As Paul writes from prison some hundreds of miles away, being treated as a threat to the public peace, he's warning the church against what he considers a great threat to their peace. It's that their joy is under attack. And that's, for him, no small matter. He tells the church in verse 2 to look out for those who are pressing the ancient religious marker of covenant circumcision onto new male Gentile followers of Christ. Accommodating themselves to Judaism might be politically expedient for a while, but it would signify that they're under a different covenant set into a different narrative than that of the crucified Christ. And that road, Paul knows, ends not in joy, but in the opposite. Then in verse 3, Paul goes on the offense. He says, there are people who have the true story that features Jesus Christ written at their core. And Paul says about them, including himself, they bear the true mark of being separated to God. He says, you see that? We are the circumcision. Meaning, we're not carrying around just a superficial marker on one bodily organ. He says, no, we've been cut, tattooed deep in ourselves at our heart. The gospel has altered us fundamentally. To use another expression, those who have the gospel carved into their spirit are the genuine disciples or apprentices of Christ. Well, Paul, then how do these present who've been marked at the heart by God himself? And he says, we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God. That is, they worship God. The God they worship is the one presented to them in the Spirit-filled Jesus, and that Jesus is the one presented in the Spirit-inspired Scriptures. And so to worship by the Spirit begins with the text of Scripture. The one marked by God has come under the enchantment of God's Word. Second descriptor, Paul says, those whom God has marked glory in Christ Jesus. That is, they make a habit of kind of mentally laying out the various avenues by which Jesus has brought joy and fullness into their life, and then they just kind of walk up and down those avenues, enjoying the view. And they're becoming more proficient in delighting in the Lord. And they're not putting any of that on. Christ Jesus weighs heavily on them. He's influencing them. Their thoughts regularly return to Him. He's making a difference. So this is serious stuff. So to glory in is the opposite of kind of going through the motions. The other side of glorying in Christ Jesus, and here we come to new ground now. The other side of glorying in Christ Jesus is putting no confidence in the flesh. You see that in the verse 3, that last phrase? We are the circumcision who glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the